Two Australian universities are now reviewing funding and research approval procedures after a Four Corners investigation into Beijing's mass incarceration of its Muslim citizens. Human rights critics say two technology projects with Australian links have been used by Beijing against its Uyghur population. Sophie McNeil reports.
In China's Xinjiang province, Muslim minorities are subjected to an extraordinary level of surveillance. Police use a specially designed app to track the movements, phone data and behaviours of Uyghurs.
This is an app that has been designed to gather basic information about Uyghurs and other Muslims. And on the basis of that information, they determine if someone is considered suspicious or not.
Elaine Pearson is the director of Human Rights Watch in Australia.
We know that people have been sent to political re-education camps on the basis of information collected through this application.
Human Rights Watch revealed that the app was developed by CETC, a Chinese state-owned military tech company. In 2017, just when Beijing was ramping up its crackdown on the Uyghurs, CETC signed a $10 million deal with the University of Technology Sydney to establish a new research centre which included projects in AI and surveillance. The university is now conducting an internal review into its partnership with the company. In a statement, the university told the ABC it was
deeply concerned by allegations of human rights violations in Xinjiang. UTS at this stage has no plans for new work with CETC and will assess the current contractual agreements in light of the review.
As part of its crackdown, Chinese security forces have also been using the latest advanced facial recognition technology to track Uyghurs, not just in Xinjiang, but across China. Curtin University in Perth is now reviewing its research approval procedures after Four Corners revealed that Curtin Associate Professor Liu Wan Quan had been working on Chinese government-funded research that examines the faces of Uyghurs and how their features could be better picked up in facial scanning. La Trobe University Associate Professor James Leopold is one of the world's leading experts on ethnic minorities in China.
I don't think Australian researchers should be involved in that, and it violates human ethics, without a doubt.
Curtin University says Associate Professor Liu was solely focused on the provision of technical advice to the Chinese research team, and that Curtin unequivocally condemns the use of artificial intelligence, including facial recognition technology, for any form of ethnic profiling to negatively impact or persecute. Elaine Pearson from Human Rights Watch again.
I think there are real questions about how those projects were allowed to proceed. And I think this should cause a rethink for all Australian institutions, companies, organisations that are collaborating with Chinese state institutions.
And that's Elaine Pearson from Human Rights Watch, ending that report by Sophie McNeil.